Luxurious Accessible Stays for Families with Disabilities, by Jennifer Allen. The best experiences are discovered by word of mouth, so we asked the people who know. Here were the top family luxury travel recommendations from people used to traveling with a wheelchair. Disney's Alani Resort, Oahu. I went on a trip to Hawaii in late 2022. We stayed at Disney's Alani Resort in a wheelchair-accessible ocean view room for 1 week. It's on Oahu, and while on that island, we rented an accessible van from Wheeler's Van Rentals of Hawaii. We did a helicopter ride with Blue Hawaiian Helicopters. We also did another ride with them on Kauai the next week, enjoyed the spa at Alani, attended the Paradise Cove Luau, visited Pearl Harbor, and more. For our second week in Hawaii, we did a cruise with Norwegian Cruise Line and went to Maui, the Big Island, and Kauai. Curb-free Corey Lee. Learn more about his accessible luxury trip to Oahu here. Sinesta Resort, Hilton Head. The walkways to the pools, beach, etc. were all paved, and there was a ramp instead of steps to the beach. It was perfect for us to pull our daughter down in her wagon, and the beach wheelchair would have been great. There were also accessible restrooms near the beach access, which was so nice because we didn't have to go all the way back up to the hotel room to cath. I would say most of Hilton Head as a whole is pretty accessible. Kali Nui Plaza is very popular and is all paved. If you go out to Sea Pines where Salty Dog Cafe is, it's pretty much all boardwalk and has ramps and accessible parking. We also did a dolphin cruise that let us bring her wheelchair on board. My daughter is 5 and a full-time wheelchair user, and we took her in her wheelchair everywhere. Lens Ramage, La Soa Chalets, Austria. 10/10 for luxury, with every detail designed for ultimate rest, relaxation, and enjoyment. 10/10 for family-friendly luxury, but laid back. There's a playground on site, a game room, pool, and plenty of kid-centered games and activities. 8/10 for accessibility. The chalets are beautifully designed with full accessibility on the first floor. If your wheelchair user is staying in the master suite, this is perfect. The kids' rooms are upstairs. The pool was also difficult to manage and didn't have a chair lift. Rooms include tickets to the accessible gondola just down the mountain. Jen Allen, Walt Disney World Deluxe Resorts, Florida, U.S. Disney has a reputation for inclusion, and that doesn't change when you move up to luxury level. In addition to the accessibility of the parks, the convenience of DOS, and the wheelchair-friendly transportation, the deluxe resorts create an inclusive luxury experience. As a family of 5, including my eldest daughter, who has cerebral palsy, we have thoroughly loved our vacations at Walt Disney World Deluxe Resorts. All Disney property goes above and beyond with accessibility and inclusion, and that is ever present at the resorts as well. Our favorite is Beach Club, where not only do they have a zero-entry pool, but it is made into a faux beach with sand. It was perfect for allowing my daughter to sit and play at the water's edge and enjoy the sensory input of the sand. The rooms have a variety of accessible options and staff who are willing to accommodate any need. We truly appreciate having a roll-in shower, and they deliver a shower chair upon request. Most of the deluxe resorts are in close proximity to the theme parks, which means less loading and unloading on transportation. Having multiple dining options, right in the same building, gives us plenty of choices. They're very careful and accommodating of dietary needs, including sending a chef directly to the table for consultation. Walt Disney World is absolutely the best destination for the disabled traveler, and the deluxe resorts add luxury without detracting from accessibility. Bethany Hildebrandt and Stacy Lynn. Hyatt Ziva Resort, Cancun, Mexico. Very accessible. My daughter's ages were 3 to 10 on those vacations. Full-time chair user. As far as rooms go, we never had an issue. We found them to be great accommodations. Casey Mabum Hall, Ritz-Carlton, anywhere. In addition to their reputation for luxury and customer service, they have excellent accessible accommodations. They were super accommodating with having our son's medical supplies pre-shipped and holding them for us so we didn't have to deal with flying with them. Aaron Moya, Hotel Bardo, Savannah, U.S. My boyfriend and I travel with Pack Up and Go often. We stayed at the mansion on Forsyth Now Hotel Bardo in Savannah, GA, and it was luxurious. Champagne and strawberries in our room at check-in, accessible pool, champagne hour in the lobby each night, such a fun trip. Savannah roads were rough with a power chair, but the hotel and Forsyth Park were a delight. Pack Up and Go is great about accessibility details. Don Burns, Tier 2 Luxury. These destinations are just below premium luxury, while still remaining high above a standard getaway. With high-end accommodations, upscale dining experiences and personalized services, these destinations bring luxury within reach for middle-class families. Beaches, Turks and Caicos, Negril, or Ocho Rios. We always enjoy the service, and they have great amenities. The best focus here is that they have a guaranteed accessible room category. Also, their general manager is making some serious strides to turn it into the most accessible resort in the Caribbean. They have two accessible beach cabanas, adaptive scuba diving, and accessible transportation. Christy Durso. Cruise lines. While many luxury cruise lines don't cater to families, many ones even take children. Holland America and Celebrity Cruise Lines are both upscale cruise lines that welcome families and wheelchair users. If you do the higher-end suites, these cruise lines are truly fabulous. The Conings Dam has installed pool lifts for all the pools, including the spa therapy pool. They are seriously working to become the most accessible cruise line. Christy Durso.